Welcome back. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show, brought to you by the Sales Lead Management Association. The show that started the whole ball rolling here at the Funnel Radio Network. And the man who's still pushing it down the hill as it gathers speed. Chasing that ever elusive answer is Jim Overmeyer. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Paul.
You're not just going to talk about content. You're going to talk about the most valuable content that actually contributes to sales. I didn't know that such content existed.
Well, Bethany Fagan knows, and she's our guest today. The subject today is how to create the most valuable content that contributes to sale, and our guest is Bethany Fagan. Fagan is the content marketing manager at PandaDocs. She's got over 10 years in sales and marketing and loves crafting new stories and testing new content distribution channels. Content-starved marketing departments are constantly searching for content of whatever ilk to feed the ravenous public, be they prospects or customers. Salespeople are frustrated by content delivery that doesn't exactly pertain to the prospect's needs sometimes and is therefore useless in their eyes. Even if the right content is created this month, it is often out of date within a short period of time, and no one is pleased, and maybe marketing even forgot it was up there, considering they've got hundreds of pieces of content moving back and forth in their systems. In this program, Bethany is going to talk about how to satisfy both sales and marketing and the prospects with content that contributes to sales. Bethany, I can't wait to hear how this is done. Welcome.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about PandaDocs before we get started so people know where you're from, and then we can get into the actual subject.
So PandaDocs is a document automation solution, software solution. We really pride ourselves on helping sales teams of any size craft digital sales documents. So quotes, proposals, contracts, we do it all in one tool so you can create, send, even track how your recipient is interacting with your sales proposals and e-sign as well, those agreements. We have an office in San Francisco. St. Petersburg, Florida is another big office of ours we established a couple of years ago. And our co-founders, Mikita and Sergey, are from Minsk, Belarus. So a lot of our dev team and creative team also sit in that office.
Well, marketing is worldwide today with people in marketing and operations spread all over the world for so many companies. Bethany, I ran into your name and realized that you were talking about this subject, how to create the most valuable content that contributes to sales. Now, that's the hope of every salesperson. That's the hope of every marketing person, but it doesn't always turn out that way, especially in smaller to medium-sized companies that are starving for content. How do we get content that actually contributes to sales and satisfies the customer or the prospect?
That's a great subject, Jim. You know, I think for us, I've been with PandaDocs for 4 years, so I certainly struggle with this initially. You know, I was, until even about 6 months ago, I was the only person on the marketing team producing content for our sales team. It's a struggle, right? It's only one person who can write content and produce content. And I was not only serving the needs of our marketing team, our product marketing team, and also our sales team as well with one-sheeters and one-pagers and things. So I think for my best advice, if you're just getting started, is really dig into the pains that your prospect is facing. And I also view marketing as a team that is sales is my number one customer too, right? My sales team. If I'm not successful, then the sales team potentially cannot be successful, right? So I typically really look at what the customers need, and then also what does our sales team need to be successful to speak to those pains of our customers. And that's the type of content I like to focus on first. So if they really need a one-pager and making sure that working closely with the sales team on getting that content to a really good place and making sure it's really going to serve a purpose, because if it doesn't, then the sales team won't use it. Again, I try to keep it basic and making sure I'm meeting the needs of the sales team and my customer.
Now, what form does this content take? Is it always printed documents? Is it types of podcasts like this? Is it videos? What do you find is most efficient today?
So I think for us, where we've had the most success recently is our ebooks and one-pagers, but then we've also taken on video and podcasting too. And I grew my content team to 2 more people in August and September of last year, so now I have double the hands, which is certainly helpful. since we are a document automation company and we pride ourselves on trying to be as paperless as possible, we really try to stay away from print. Our specs and customers really like us to kind of have the digital things more so than print. I don't think that that's the case for every single business out there, of course, but we try to focus on the written content around ebooks. We've also seen really good success with webinars and how we kind of facilitate these activities, mainly ebooks, webinars, are with partners of ours. So I think no matter what business you're in or no matter what industry you're in, there's always somebody who you network with, you work with, maybe they have a similar audience to yours, and you can piggyback off of their audience and your audience to kind of capture the attention of your prospects and customers. So we typically will team up with, let's say, an integration partner, or maybe there is another sales tool on the market, and we kind of share that similar audience, and we can talk about a similar subject. So we team up together, create the content, and then decide what kind of medium best serves us for that piece of content. And typically, we end up doing a webinar and a white paper. So then the webinar is the live content and give people a live video, a live stream, and then the ebook is the takeaway post-webinar. So then they have a tangible digital document that they can reference later.
Well, Panadoc's a pretty good-sized company, and so now you have three people working in content development. When I think about this, I think about the small to medium-sized companies. What are the biggest mistakes that you think these companies are making when it comes to developing their content?
So when we got started, I had to rely on freelancers, right? And it kind of took me a couple of strikes, unfortunately, with a few different freelancers in order to find a couple that I really liked and that I could rely on to use our content. So I think a lot of people want to move fast, but I do think that content does take a little bit of time. And so I would say that people don't have enough patience, I think, right off the bat. They might find a freelancer here, a freelancer there, and think the content is good and it's good enough. And so they just rush it out the door, when actually I would suggest people taking a beat, really finding the right subject matter experts who can really speak to your audience, and really working with them to craft those one or two good pieces instead of 10 mediocre ones.
You said the special words, they're good enough. What do the salespeople have to say about the content that PandaDoc creates? Have you gone to them to survey their needs, gone on sales calls with them, talked to the sales manager, which may or may not be giving you the information you need versus going to the salespeople?
Yeah, exactly. I typically try to join our sales does, I think they do a daily stand-up. I tried to, myself or a member of my content team, tries to join the weekly stand-up of sales and kind of listen to objections they might have experienced that week, or even sales wins that, you know, great deals that they were able to close that week. So we typically try to do the sales meetings. We're fortunate enough that we do have a tool that records all of our sales calls, or most of our sales calls, of course, with the permission of our prospects. And we really listen to those sales calls, too, for pains that the prospect is experiencing and how we can develop content to that. My sales team has also gotten really comfortable with LinkedIn lately. A lot of them have been building their personal brands and sharing their own personal sales stories on LinkedIn. And that certainly helps elevate the PandaDoc brand, too, which makes me super, super happy and super, super excited. So when they have another piece of content to share that I've developed that kind of goes along with maybe a personal story of theirs that they've shared on LinkedIn, that definitely gets them excited and encourages them to share our content. And of course, they crave more of it if we can kind of enable them to share and make them successful too.
Now, you mentioned personal stories. We're going to have a program today at 12:30 pertaining to long form storytelling or just plain storytelling. Do you get into that storytelling in your content?
Yes, of course. I'm actually working through a report right now, and it's one thing that we're struggling with is really identifying the story and giving people the so what. A lot of times, it's something that is a constant practice for us, and it is something that we struggle with, but I think the core concept and core content is storytelling. If you're not giving somebody a so what or being real with them on a certain subject, then I feel like the content's going to fall flat. So anything that you can do to build up the who, what, where, when, why, or give them a reason to read it is going to make it more powerful.
Very nice. We've been speaking with Bethany Fagan. She's the content marketing manager at PandaDoc. We've been tackling the subject, how to create the most valuable content that contributes to sales. She gave us some of the mistakes that people make, sometimes relying on freelancers, sometimes not talking to your salespeople, sometimes settling with good enough. And she went over some of the positive things that you can do to address the pains of the prospect and to be successful. And she talks about ebooks and video, etc. When we come back, we'll see if Bethany has some of her own stories of how new content was accepted at PandaDoc and how she thinks this has actually helped the sales force with content that contributes to sales. Paul, let's hear from our sponsor.
Well, here's a little content that might perk up your sales. If you're still using word editors to create sales proposals and quotes and contracts and all that stuff that you're sending out via email, then you're doing it, well, maybe wrong. Try PandaDocs. PandaDoc helps over 15,000 businesses create documents faster, smarter, streamlining their sales process and looking more professional. You don't have to just type it out on Word and then try and transfer it over. You can go to the professionals at PandaDoc. Visit PandaDoc, just like it sounds, the word P-A-N-D-A and D-O-C, PandaDoc.com. And you can start, here's the payoff for listening, a free 14-day trial today. Try it out, see what works, and find out if there isn't a better way to submit your proposals and quotes and contracts and all that other stuff you've been laboriously typing out. And after you've done that, you may want to consider creating a podcast for your company or brand. Do you want to establish your thought leadership without writing a book? Do you have a personal brand and you want to tell a story? Well, this is a storytelling medium, and Funnel Media makes it easy to tell that story. They make podcasting easy so you can be heard by hundreds or thousands of listeners. Separate yourself from the crowd. Contact Funnel Media today to bring your story to life. We make it easy and convenient. You get the guests, we do the rest. Go to podcastsmadeeasy.com. That's podcastsmadeeasy.com. Okay, you guys are making it awful easy to create good content, good proposals, and good stuff here. What's the challenge? What's the hard part about creating content? Is it the time? Is it the talent to put it together? Or is it just the fact that the deadline's looming and we just got to crank something out all the time?
I think for us it's the time, especially the time it takes to craft a really good piece. I think for us too, it's really thinking about our strategy and why we're doing content. Sometimes I think we almost get ahead of ourselves as well. We have a really great idea and we want to get it out the door now, but does this really speak to our brand, our positioning, our messaging? And again, how is it really going to be used? So I think those are kind of the big hurdles we end up jumping over before we get started.
You actually think before you produce content. You just don't grab something that happened to be available.
Exactly,
you actually think it through.
Exactly. Isn't that surprising?
How have the salespeople accepted this content that you've created in the last few years for them and now your new people? And by the way, the Content Marketing Association talks about hiring journalists to do a lot of this. And tell me about that. How has sales accepted all this? And then where are you getting these good people to help you create content?
For us, it's taken us a long time to get there. You know, we were lucky enough to produce an ebook back in October of last year with HubSpot. And of course, since we were able to get a big partner to work and collaborate with us on a piece of content, that really got the sales team amped up, right? HubSpot is a recognizable brand. They're a big behemoth in the content marketing and also marketing automation software industry. So I think finally, once we were able to kind of build that relationship, we finally got their attention. I realize not everybody is so lucky. So like I had mentioned before, is finding a couple of those good partners and giving them a reason to partner up, I think, would keep the sales team motivated. And then for me, as far as finding great talent, I'm fortunate enough to have found a couple of people in St. Petersburg. Travis, one of my colleagues and who's on the content team, he had worked for a SaaS company before in the Florida area. He had also worked for a college as well and kind of toured around the country speaking to people. So he has really great skills around building relationships with others, which is super important to content. And then he also does improv in his spare time, which I think definitely helps bring a little bit of fun and flavor to our content. And then the other person on my team, Emily, she has also worked for a, like you had mentioned before, a online news publication, if you will. If you guys have ever heard of The Penny Hoarder, she worked with a lot of customers and clients who would either place ads or want to produce content for The Penny Hoarder. So she kind of knows that journalistic kind of approach to content, and that has certainly helped build our library full of good stuff.
Most of your ideas come from the salespeople and the sales calls that you go on, or are there things that you've researched and is it coming from the marketing department? I always came back with a boatload of ideas when I traveled with salespeople or listened to their sales calls. I came back with phrases. I came back with ideas. I came back with things that they wanted done that nobody had been listening to before. Where are you getting your ideas for all this content?
A little bit of both. We definitely listen to the sales calls, but I'd say like more recently, we've really wanted to get back to basics around crafting customer stories. And PandaDoc has over, I think we're up to 16,000 customers at this point. And we really started digging into our customer usage data and started seeing how successful our customers had been with PandaDoc. And then also kind of taking a look at to see, well, what of our competitors are kind of talking about this too, right? Like, what are the benchmarks for a successful sales team, I think, in the industry today? And we really wanted to kind of look at, okay, how are our own customers successful? And then how does that compare to the rest of the sales industry? So that's kind of been the basis of some content that we've created recently, really kind of trying to benchmark salespeople. I think a lot of salespeople are like, oh, yeah, I'm confident in my close rate. And, oh, yeah, I've selling more things and closing faster and all these things, but we wanted to really get down to the bottom of it and see if that's certainly the case. So we're working on a few pieces that will definitely relate to that here soon, probably rolling out next quarter or so. So I'd say it's sales calls, it's our own customer base. And then I also just kind of peruse LinkedIn and see what are some trending topics that some other sales thought leaders are posting about. And how can PandaDoc contribute to that conversation? Is it own processes we've adopted within our org or other subject matter experts within that are PandaDoc employees that can speak to this? But that's also where we kind of get a source of ideas from.
For people that may not have the tools in place, what kind of tools do you use to distribute your content, CRM, marketing automation, those kinds of tools?
Yeah, so I have a couple of different things. One, I stick to a basic plain old Google spreadsheet. So I call it our Evergreen Content Library. It has the title, the subject, and then links to where they can find that piece of content to share. We also put the content in PandaDoc. PandaDoc does have a content library feature within the software tool so that reps can go in and reference that content on a sales call. They can even maybe pull out a testimonial or a quote and drag and drop it into a quote or proposal to send to their prospect. We kind of use our own sales tool as a sales enablement tool. And then also we're using our websites, social media, do some paid social as well. But when it comes to the sales team really kind of enabling them to use it, we typically stick to our own tool, the Google Sheet, and I even try Slack announcements as well.
Well, you're a unique company also from that perspective of being able to deliver content that many other companies can't always deliver on their own. They have to get a lot of a tool set. So you're very unique. 16,000 customers, that's a lot of people using those products. Bethany, how can someone reach you if they have any other questions to ask?
Yeah, sure. You can find me on LinkedIn, Bethany Fagan. Can also shoot me an email. It's super simple. I got in early. It's bethany@pandadoc.com. And then, or shoot me a tweet. I'm not as active on Twitter these days, but if that's your medium, then send me a message.
You've been very, very good with your time today, and you've given us a lot of ideas. Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Bethany Fagan, Content Marketing Manager at PandaDoc.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, Jim. This was a great convo.
Great. Paul, over to you. And we're starting CRM Radio with a really, really interesting show today with Stacy Gentile. This is going to be a mind-blowing show, so put on your seatbelts, folks.
They're always mind-blowing here at the SLMA, bringing you the best and latest and greatest content on a weekly basis here in the Funnel Radio channel for at-work listeners like you.